Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. Thanks for making us part of your day. We got 5 hours of sports content coming here for you on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. 105.3 The Fan. All right, General at your service, at ease. There's brought us the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander is back in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and 635. Fix it to go five flawless like it's nothing. Salute to Jacob Ray. Did a decent job yesterday. Just maybe one or two gator situations. So he did a heck of a job. I'd give him A-, maybe a B+. Something like that. You do have Zach Wolchuk in the house. Salute to Eric Chiafalo. He filled in with Sean and RJ earlier today, and he did a heck of a job as per usual. All right. Yes, we have a very full show here today, gentlemen. Thank you so much, Brian, for booking Joey McGuire. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's about time I did something to help the show.
You know? We appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Heavy lifting.
No, he really does. He's a big fan of the station, big fan of our program. And so it was real easy for sometimes you want to ask people, hey, man, you mind coming on? And
they're like,
yeah, just book me anytime, you know. And then when you ask them, they're kind of like, I don't know, man, I got a lot going on, you know, I've been doing some work. But Joey was like, yeah, just tell me what time, you know, and work with my SID here.
That's what Brian tells me when I try to book him on the podcast. He's like, oh, sorry, man. Maybe, look me up next week. I'll catch you on the flip side.
I'll catch you.
It's
at Pittsburgh Steeler talk. I'll come on when we start doing some draft talk together. Okay. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of podcast real quick, we got a Love of the Star tonight after our show.
Oh, yes. So, I need to put out a tweet for that to get questions.
Make sure if you got questions, send them to Zach because, again, my account's still hacked. And make sure that if you want to get your questions answered for Love of the Star, we'd appreciate that. Send them to Zach, at Zach Wolchuk, right? Is that where we're at?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Zach with an H.
Zach with an H.
There you go. Thank you.
Joey at 320. Yeah. I think if I was running a college football program, he'd be on a very short list of guys that I'd want. Maybe him and Dan Lanning.
Yeah, I think that you have to have the guys. And by the way, I'm just preparing for that DeBoer to leave Alabama and go to Michigan.
That could get really
fun. And then all of a sudden now we have to deal with Lane Kiffin trying to get the Alabama job. That's my next big thought. But I think you need coaches that know how to evaluate. I think Joey is one of the best. I think with Joey, you look at his team. You know, LSU, we spend $30 million on players for 7 wins.
Mm-hmm.
You give that man $30 million, he's going to get you in the college football playoff.
Yeah, the thing I like about him the most, and the evaluations are great, but I think he's got some of that communication genius Shoddy does.
He is such an easy person to get along with, but he's so passionate about his job and the people he works with and how to make really everybody better. I've always, every conversation I've ever had with him, I felt like, wow, when I grow up, that's what I want to be like.
Right? Exactly.
I want to be Joey McGuire, is who I want to be.
So Tech getting ready for their game January 1st against the winner of James Madison and Oregon.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, in Miami.
And that game's coming up on the 20th. Okay, the Jake Ferguson Show in the 5 o'clock hour. Looking forward to chatting with Jake, although he's on the umbilical cords here this afternoon, Wolchuk.
Yeah, he is. He is on the umbilical cords. I guess he's got that calf. He was limited yesterday in practice, so we got to get a health update from our guy, Jake. I mean, knowing him, he's tough. I'm sure he was not happy with the first half of his game against the Lions. He wants to get back out there, put it behind him, but looking forward to talking with him at 5, but hopefully that calf's all right.
Yeah, no doubt. And then Ben Lieber, Vikings Radio, not only is he a media member, but he's a former Vikings linebacker.
Yes.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. So that'll be an interesting deep dive into what's going on with Minnesota. I think they're 5-8, something like that. They're clinging to playoff hope. They need to win out, so you might have a desperate team on your hands here, and they're coming off an impressive victory. I actually think the fact that they won in blowout fashion is probably what the Cowboys needed. You wouldn't want them coming in like hunting a victory. Right now, they might be smelling themselves a little bit, as Dak would say.
Yeah, at 340, we'll get into their defense, and I think that's the thing that you need to worry about the most. You've clearly got the advantage at quarterback in a lot of that area. But the defense, there's going to be some challenges this week for them and to have to deal with. And they're capable. They've got the personnel to be able to do it. It's just going to be a lot of pre-snap stuff that they're going to have to worry about.
Okay, so, big day of sports coming up. There was one other thing. Oh, yes, the roast of Broadus. At 6:20. We got a birthday roast of Broadus coming up at 6:20. So all you Brian Broadus fans out there, tune in, and you'll hear some of his highlights and lowlights throughout his broadcast career here at the Fan.
It's been a lot of the lows, I think. I've tried to make them high, but I know that there's been a lot of lows that I've just kind of gone off and It's not been the best at times.
Well, those are highs for us. We enjoy it. We laugh with you.
Yeah, I can tell when I know there's something that's going to get put into this file. Yeah. I know there's something I'm going to say. I'm like, oh, okay, here.
Well, you've been on fire lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a week's worth of G-Bag of the Year candidates, I think.
When Lucius decides that we're going to do that, I think I'm going to be up for like four or five of them. I mean, it's like best picture. I feel like I'm what? Saving Private Ryan here with all the awards I'm up for.
Platinum album or
exactly.
Blockbuster movie, one of the two. Okay, we have been getting Cowboys updates throughout the day as the coordinators talked and Shoddy talked and some of the players have talked. We're kind of waiting to see what happens with Trayvon Diggs, but the theme out of the press conferences today was they want to see him be consistent from the time that he walks into the building till the time that he leaves, and apparently they're not getting that. I'd like to bring up a question you asked us maybe a couple, two, three, 4 weeks ago, Brian, and that is this consistent with how they're treating the other players? Like, I feel like George Pickens can get away with a lot, and it's like, okay, you got to sit down for a series. Trayvon Diggs, I guess he's not the best practice player.
That's a fair question.
I mean, your secondary is garbage. You just gave up 45 points to the Lions. You have an all-pro corner sitting over there, and you're like, yeah, he doesn't practice well enough. Well, at least activate him and put him in the game and see if he plays as bad as he practices. Yeah. Or see if he just is so fed up with you guys that he doesn't want to jump through your hoops Monday through Saturday. Just put him in the game on Sunday and see if he is, in fact, still your best defensive back, because I believe he is.
Yeah, I Dawson, I really appreciate you going that route because I really believed everything you said. But it seems like the more that you dig into this thing, there's the things that you don't want to hear, you know, about the situation. And you wonder, you know, the things that we had the questions about the – is there a situation where maybe you're just going through the motions?
Yeah.
I'm just using it as an example because I don't know what any word to say, but are you out there practicing? I mean, I've heard the practice stuff and all those things, but you wonder is that buy-in or is that just listen? You know, you were getting after me and you know, about my work, my rehab. You got on me about being at training camp. You got on me about a lot of things throughout the year. And maybe you just beat the guy down so much that he just doesn't want to be here. You know, maybe he doesn't want to play. Maybe he doesn't care about – listen, he hears all the things. You're going to get rid of me? Fine. You paid me. I sat out the whole year. I'll be healthy. I'll go to my next team. I'll be fine. I'll make it up. You know, I wanted to believe. I really did. I wanted to believe him going out there and having some pride and showing up and practicing hard and trying to like kind of get himself back on track. It sounds like that's not the case. You know, it sounds like to me you're still dealing with the guy that's It's who he is. And that, okay, I say that, that's who he is. That's who he is right now for this team. He might be something different for somebody else, but he hears all the whispers.
Well,
he,
yeah.
He hears all the criticisms, and a lot of it is justified. You know, a lot of it's justified. But if you're out there and someone tells me, like, hey, Broadus, you're doing radio, you're just going through the motions, you're kind of, that's kind of a... That's
it should light a fire under your ear.
It
should make you want to come out and have killer shows.
Yeah, but it really, for him, I think he's just looking for the end. And when they say, hey, listen, you're no longer here, he's going to be totally okay with that, and he'll move on, and he'll try and land somebody else, and he'll probably be for a veteran minimum or a little bit more than that, and then he'll play his way back into something.
He's so good, and I've heard that maybe Al Harris was his guy, and Al Harris, the former secondary coach, let him do whatever he wanted.
He did.
He coddled him.
That's
so
fair. Yeah.
So if you know you're getting rid of him, go to him for the next four games and coddle the hell out of him. Enable everything.
No,
say it was our bad.
I agreed. Yeah. I agree. But I think the thing that Shoddy said yesterday in the press conference, kind of the last line of it was, about, you have to do everything. And I think that's where they're kind of giving up on him. He's given up on them. It is what it is. That's I talked to somebody in the organization, and their line to me was, we'll see. It is what it is.
This is where I actually do need Jerry Jones to walk down there and say, guys, figure it out. Okay, we have a chance to make the playoffs, and if we get in the playoffs, we're as dangerous as anybody.
Right.
And we're, drawing a line in the sand because you don't like the guy. I want to see him out there. And I'm going to go to Trayvon Diggs and say, you are playing this week. I've told the coaches to shut the hell up because we need you, and I'm sick of watching Reddy Stewart and Tre'Quez Bridges get absolutely roasted. We're leaning on a rookie for 65, 70 snaps, and we're excited about his future, but he's not ready to go. Some guys just practice. Just crap, like crap.
Oh, yeah, no.
There's gamers.
Yeah. Dak Prescott initially was a crap practicer.
Look, Diggs didn't play well, though, right? Like, Diggs wasn't playing well. So if he was a guy that was playing at the all-pro Diggs version, I could be sold into your line of thinking here. The fact that you don't even know what kind of player you're getting, and if I have a player that is not interested, that isn't giving forth the effort in maybe the coach's eyes or the trainer's eyes or whatever it might be, I'm here for this culture type of change. I'm going to back Shoddy here.
On a playoff chance for it.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know that you are. You might be hurting your chances by playing Diggs.
Lions had a lot of big plays against you.
They did. You still had a chance to win the game.
As bad as Diggs was, and there were some high-profile moments against the Giants and then the big one against the Bears where he missed.
Yeah.
It was a lot more solid than most of their cornerback play this year.
There's no question he's a talented player, but there is something to be said about the culture that Shoddy's trying to build here. And I don't need a bad egg that is now going to influence some of the younger players here and now reward him for not practicing hard and saying, hey, we're going to play you anyway. And now that instills in them for the rest of their careers, hey, I can go ahead and slack off and I'm not going to be punished for it. This is the kind of mentality. Well,
he's going to lose about $12 million.
Good.
But you know what?
If that's, that's on him. And I think the Cowboys have really kind of protected him from a lot of stuff that can make it look way worse on him.
Then don't stand up there at your pressers and talk about how you want to get the turnover ratio turned around. Because
sure.
It seems like you're much more interested in setting a culture for a guy that's not going to be around here next year.
Sure. No. And Dawson, everything you said, I think, is absolutely right. And I wanted to believe. I feel really fooled right now. I wanted to believe that the player really, really wanted to play and wanted to be out there and wanted maybe they're to the point where they're so mad at him and he's so mad at them. It's probably better off that you just fight your way through the season, see what the record is, and then when you're ready to move on, you move on. And then, you remember this as like, okay, when we're talking about extending these players, remember how big last year during the draft was? It wasn't the right kind of players, but it was like, the guys that were captains.
It was all captains.
And
it was all leaders.
Glass eaters
love
and all
football.
That. Yeah,
love football was the buzzword of the whole thing.
Yeah, and so to me, I got fooled by Diggs because I wanted to believe that Diggs was going to go out there and practice hard and try and get back and help.
I did too, and I bought into the turnover stuff that you're talking about. But ultimately, Eric was right about him.
Yeah,
I thought he was overreacting to one play against San Francisco, but he's always been that guy that doesn't necessarily want to be super physical. He's shown the ability at times to tackle, but it's few and far between. And now, if you're not going to be the guy that wants to do everything you can to get back on the field, and you're not locked into what the coaches are asking you to do, and you're undermining him at every turn you get by talking to the media about how unhappy you are, it sounds like sour grapes. And at some point, it's addition by subtraction, and I don't need that guy around. And he wasn't playing, in my opinion, well enough to overlook some of that stuff. Like a George Pickens, you're going out there, you're looking like the best receiver in football, fine. I don't care. I'll overlook it. Diggs has not earned that for the last 3 years.
Okay. I mean, he has been hurt for the majority of it. I am curious to see if the time off after getting exposure to the league for the first couple of months of the season, then time off, he could come back and be a healthier version of himself.
I agree with you on that.
I'd like to see him too, Brian.
But it's more, I think it's more in the line of what Zach and Eric are talking about than what I'm thinking about.
But this also might be, though, just that we're only hearing the organization side of it. And that's where, like, the Nico Luka thing happens. Like, at some point, the organization hated Luka so much they convinced themselves that he was a bad player.
Sure.
And this is, you know, it's best to move on from him. And, you know, I'll keep my fingers crossed that we see him. But at this point, I can't be sure if Trayvon doesn't play this week, what's the reason to believe he'll play any of these games?
I don't think he is.
That's where I was to the point where I thought, hey, remember I asked you guys the questions, you guys throw him out there at all cost. And everybody was like, I don't know. Well, this, that, and the other. And you guys were right. You guys were right about that, because I'm like with you, Dawson, on this. I feel like that, man, having him out there to play might be the best thing. But
let's just see. We have 46 roster spots.
Yeah.
Not all of them are going to be out there, right? Can we see if Diggs' layoff and the desire to make an impression on the free agent market is enough to make him snap into it?
But it might be his decision too. Like if you're just kind of going through the motions, again, I'm using that word. I don't have a better word. But if you're just going out there and practicing and not Shotty's not even to the point where it's talking about him in a positive way. You know, I mean, he's like,
no, sounds like they've butted heads before. He acknowledged that.
Yeah, it sounds like to me that this is a cultural thing. And Diggs will probably be happy when this is over, and the Cowboys will be happy too. That it's probably when it's all said and done.
903 says, God, I can't stand Dawson. Wolchuk is right, not Dawson. That's Jonathan Cox, the Tolo out there.
214. At least he put his name on it, though.
Yes.
Well, you should catch me outside.
I love that he loves Wolchuk. Yeah. As long as you're listening to the show, that's fine.
Love you, Jonathan. Thanks, man.
214, Dawson is tripping. Diggs had one great season for forcing turnovers. He's always been a guy who's been way overrated because of the star on his own.
He had more than one good year, but it's been a while.
Then they hate me too, Dawson, because I was with you, and I thought this guy was going to come in and help.
Well, my thing was I wanted to see him to try and up his trade value. Right? Because this thing's been headed towards a divorce for 2 years now. Yeah. The future between these two is there isn't much of one.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see him play. Not only one, if he played well, does that help the Cowboys? Yes. But it also helps them in the offseason try and get more for him. I don't know what his value is right now with all the injuries and the fact that he hasn't been able to play. You know, and he didn't play great prior to that. So I don't know. I'm about the discipline here. This something that this organization has lacked. And the last thing I want is Jerry going and saying, hey, play this guy, because that's been the thing for 30 years.
Yeah, get in there, Jerry.
Is the undermining of a coach,
right? Come
on,
Jerry, don't let us down.
Don't need that. When it comes to pushing a trade and being aggressive, Jerry Bear, you do that as the GM.
Walk down the hall.
Don't go tell Shotty how to do his job.
Tell Shotty.
Let the coach coach.
I gave you this damn job.
Team Shotty, baby. Team Shotty.
I gave you this damn job. Nobody wanted you as a coach. I wanted you. Play my guy, number 7.
And let him hire his own defensive coordinator next time, too.
Well, maybe then.
I believe in Revel, but if he trips and falls down and gets roasted and should have a pick, but his eyes are on the quarterback for 3 out of 10 plays again.
He's a rookie, Dawson.
And they end up losing.
Learning curve here.
Well, yeah, it's a learning curve.
We're going to throw him to the fire.
So you don't throw him in the deep end have an all-pro corner sitting on your sidelines that wants to play.
Hey, we're you know what? That's what we're doing now, because that all-pro corner, I know that he does want to play.
That's the question, Dawson, we have to ask ourselves. As much as we want him to play, does he want to play? That's the question.
Thank you for that music, Lucius. That set the tone, baby.
I think it got personal for him. Yeah. Okay, we got a college football darty coming up at 2:40. Welcome back, by the way, Lucius. You get everything dried out of the house over there?
No, absolutely not. No. It's under control, but yeah, no.
Have you had to, like, move? Are you in a hotel situation, or what's going on
now? We have upstairs and everything, but yeah, I've had to cut out carpet, and I took it to the dump and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've always wanted some new flooring. I didn't want it this way, I'll tell you that.
Do you got the giant fans blowing?
We did. She did. Yeah. She had that set up.
Good. Oh,
yeah. It's not out of control like that now, so
yeah. Right on.
Still haven't unclogged it,
well,
but it's not flooded crazy.
Okay. All right, that's right. You were telling us about the plumbing issues. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Steven, what do we got? Save us.
We got the G-Bag of the Day champ on the other side, then the top 10 at 220. We'll check where you're taking us.
Yeah, it's National App Day. What's the app you use the most? And 10 facts about the NFL that sound made up but are 100% true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Crew. Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for the G-Bag of the Day champ, and then Wolchuk's top 10 here at 220. Got some college football coming up, a college football darty at 240. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We want to restock the shelves of the North Texas Food Bank for the holiday season. Go to 105throughthefan.com/donate. Couple of bucks, feed a family, you know. And if you want to do more, that'd be outstanding. Here are the Pimp Cup, Sir Lucius with the champ.
Yeah. Sir Lucius with the left foot is ready, willing, and able. See here, bro. All right, so I think our winner and champ so far of G-Bag of the Day is Mr. Zach Wolch. What are you laughing at over there, Mr. Broadus?
I tell you what, it's so funny when you like... When you get serious, the glasses come on.
Yeah, I can't see.
You can't see.
I can't see, bro.
I'm the same way, man. I look down at things. I'm like, what am I reading here? Yeah. So it's like, well, hey, look at this. I'm like, I can't see it.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Did you read the fine print? Sir,
yeah,
it's all fine print.
It's all fine print.
Yeah, it's blurry.
Yeah. I believe this is day two, maybe going for three, of Zach Wolchuk. Took those goofy pills.
Yep.
I could be off on the days, and he came back to the broadcast sounding crazy.
This is number. This will be number three.
Okay. Looking all right, for cool.
You nailed it.
Look at me. I'm in the zone. Here we go.
Ripping up boards.
Yeah. Zach Wolchuk left the broadcast, came back, and he started sounding real goofy, like he put something in his drink.
Buffalo's got some sex appeal, don't they?
No, they miss tackles at the highest rate in football.
You're telling me Drake May, possible MVP, that guy's not sexy to you?
No, he's
sexy
he's
to
got
you.
It. He's got it going.
You don't think Pat Sertan is sexy?
What
got into you, old
I don't know. I just had a little. I like it. I just took some more espresso.
The espresso.
Okay. That would make sense. Is doing it for me, guys. And I am
playoff
giddy.
Football. You know, it just brings it out of my guy.
And the Eagles are about to get their bums licked or kicked tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Your bums licked tonight.
Yeah.
Eat a booty game.
So what's your favorite app now? What are you saying?
Oh, man. Yeah. It's a delicious appetizer.
What was on your mind?
Sometimes dessert. You never know.
Well, check it out. 5:30. Woolchuck will face the challenger, see if he can make it three in his pursuit of five. Be a very fitting end to the year. Here he is with the top 10 to 220.
Thank you so much for that. And we did have some asking, 877-881-1053.
Gosh, I thought you were saying something else.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you something.
I got in trouble. I didn't get in trouble. My cousin got in trouble for doing that same thing Jim Carrey was doing.
Yeah.
Using the cheeks.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
My uncle came around the corner to see what was happening. It was butt-whipping time. Boy.
Whoa.
Now, that's how you get pink eye. Is it espresso or expresso? It
was like, S.
It's an S. I think it's an S. So too, right? Some were asking about the X. Espresso.
Espresso.
We're going to get more after this break.
Espresso.
All right. Let's get to Happy National App Day, 877-881-1053. Before we get to the NFL stats that sound fake but are 100% true, what are the most downloaded apps for 2025? Is there an app you use more than any other? And I think mine, it's...
Used to be Twitter.
Yes. Now it's the crypto for you. You've gone balls to the wall with the crypto.
Yeah, whatever crypto thing I'm telling you, go for. Right?
Absolutely.
Please don't do that.
I mean, besides Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
Well, I mean, all of those can count, but I think TikTok's kind of become my number one now.
TikTok's really good.
I've fallen into the TikTok rabbit hole, and next thing you know, you've been scrolling, and it's 30 minutes later, and you're like, oh my gosh, what have I just done?
I've gotten into leverage trading, so I'm checking out CoinGecko probably like six times an hour, like once every 10 minutes. Hmm.
So what's leverage trading?
That's where like you basically borrow money to bet higher. So
okay.
So if
I'm good at borrowing money.
So let's say you just bought $10 of an investment, right? And it goes up and down, you can buy it or sell it at any point. If it goes to a dollar, you're fine. But if you put it on 2x leverage, if it loses 50% of its value, you're totally liquidated. All of your money is gone. So you're not holding the investment. You're betting on it going up and down. So if it's 3x leverage, then a 33% move to the downside, you're liquidated, right? Ooh, okay. But a 33% move up, you've doubled. Mm. So it's basically gambling on the stock market. Yeah.
Oh.
Or crypto.
So you can cash in big or you can really lose everything.
Yes. Yes.
So that's
why the compulsive checking of the CoinGecko app.
We got to see where we are. Am I okay? Do I still have funds?
Was I cured of sports gambling? No. I just transferred it to a different spot.
I just moved over.
It's the sophisticated way to gamble.
Absolutely.
Degenerate.
Moved the online poker into this.
Is YouTube considered like an app
thing?
Yeah,
an app.
Yeah. Okay. That's my most one by far.
Lucius, do you have an app that you're using more?
My number one in the game is YouTubers. I pay for the premium. I haven't seen a commercial on there forever.
Me too.
Everything I want is on YouTube. I can go down rabbit holes and whatnot. My number two is Reddit because I'm addicted to it. I don't want to be addicted to it. But the state of Texas have changed some laws around here where I can't get to certain things. Yeah. So Reddit has that home for me. And I save a whole lot of photos and I'm stuck on it. Man. It's an addiction.
Reddit has, I know Bobby loves Reddit too. And he's, there's so much that you can find on Reddit.
Yeah, I was so for real. I was like, yeah, man.
I was going to ask you a question.
I had no reaction.
I was going to ask you a question.
Your soul to us.
I have an addiction. Well, it's okay.
Straight ahead in the car. Just like,
Felt like Lucius was telling us something we needed to listen to.
Well, I just, change the laws a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Got me killing Reddit right now.
Yeah.
Man, I thought this was freedom.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Nothing worse when that thing pops up and tells you.
And they're just GIFs. I want to hear the audio.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not trying to hub it or anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, right?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I think there's alternative websites, though. There might be better workarounds.
Shooting way above my pay grade right now, bro.
She's like, I don't know those.
Don't work as well.
Yeah, I'm going to get so caught up.
Yeah.
ChatGPT was the 10th most downloaded this year.
Man, I'm asking a question.
That's a good one.
Are they kind of butt cracking us sometimes with some of the information? I felt like that was something I was going to and I was okay. And then there was stuff that got put out that I was like, wait a minute, that ain't right.
It's not perfect. Double check it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not like it updated. Is that the issue? Like it's a little, like a couple years behind.
It's kind of like the AI stuff. You kind of got to have an eye for it and be like, that doesn't seem right.
That doesn't seem right.
Let me Google this. See if I can confirm it.
Snapchat number 9.
We still Snapchat. Do that? We still do that?
Got rid of it a long time ago. I don't know. I guess people are still snapping.
You got the premium Snapchats. I know some people are using.
Is that kind of like an OnlyFans situation?
Yeah.
Threads.
Welcome back, Lucas. Yeah, we missed you yesterday.
you're making the threads, right?
Yeah,
threads, I'm doing yeah, threads.
Yeah. I just threaded. I like threads.
I just threaded. Threads is 8. CapCut.
Threads is a little wild, by the way.
Threads is doing some dirtier stuff.
I like Threads.
Threads is wild.
It lets you go a little weird.
It does some. Some of the people on there do some pretty wild stuff.
Yeah,
in a good way. In a good way. Not bad.
It's crazy how the algorithm thinks it knows what you like.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're just guessing.
Yeah. Just keep throwing it at you. Like, oh no, stop!
And eventually, over time, you might like it.
It's like fishing.
Hit or miss.
Yeah.
CapCut at 7. We got Telegram at 6. I don't know what CapCut is. Is that like an editing?
I don't know.
Yeah, you like make your shorts out of it. You know, a lot of Instagram, TikTok people.
Oh, I bet that makes a lot of sense. You can use that in the TikToks.
That's how you add the music and the stickers and everything. Right. It's super easy.
Temu is at number 5.
That's the shopping one, right?
Yes.
I'm addicted to that. What I tell you, the TikTok shop.
Oh, I just brought, you guys are going to love this. We're doing, I hope nobody's listening.
Just bought a.
No, you do want someone to listen, fam. We do.
Nobody in my family, I hope, is listening to this. We're doing like a Hanukkah gift exchange, like a white elephant deal. Yeah. So for my gift, I got a Shart kit.
Yeah, you said that.
On the TikTok shop. And it just arrived today.
What does that mean? What I think it is, like a cleaning kit?
Uh-huh. Yep. It's got everything you need. The wipes, a new change of undies. It's amazing. And I hope I'm the one that wins that. The WhatsApp comes in at number 4.
That's the way to talk to people overseas.
That's a sneaky joint.
Yeah.
That's sneaky right there.
Sneaky link.
Your girl got a WhatsApp?
She's talking to somebody else?
Something going on, man.
Yeah.
Facebook at 3. Instagram at 2, but TikTok number 1.
Facebook only good for birthdays.
Yeah, no, it really is, though. Thank God. That's the only thing I check it for, is for the birthdays. All right, let's get in some of these facts that sound made up but are 100% true from the NFL. A running back once made the Pro Bowl without recording a single carry.
Okay, special teamer?
Sam Gash.
Oh, he's a fullback.
Spent 12 seasons as a fullback in the NFL, and he was primarily known for his prowess as a blocker.
Yeah.
He was named to the Pro Bowl for the first time as a member of the Bills in 1998.
New England?
A season where he ran for just 32 yards on 11 attempts, and he returned the following year as a running back, even though he didn't get the chance to rush at any points during the season. So fullback by reputation, Sam Gash. Get in there.
Mm-hmm.
2014, the Chiefs. No wide receiver on the Chiefs caught a touchdown pass at any point during the 2014 season.
Yeah.
Alex Smith was the starter, 15 of the 16 games played that year, responsible for throwing 18 of the passing touchdowns. Jamal Charles caught 5. Travis Kelce and Anthony Fasano had 5 and 4.
Dallas Cowboy guy, Anthony Fasano, right?
Absolutely. And then 2 other running backs and a fullback accounted for the rest of the touchdowns. Hmm. Crazy. LaDainian Tomlinson scored more points than the entire Raiders team in 2006.
That's when he led the league in touchdown runs, right?
Yep, sure did. Unbelievable. Chargers had the top-ranked offense and defense in the league in 2010 when it came to yards and still missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
That would stink. How are you number 1 in both categories? They went 9-7, not good enough to make the playoffs. They ended up in second place.
That was a head coach named Schottenheimer.
Was that Marty?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Larry Fitzgerald had
Marty.
More tackles than drops.
Marty!
Didn't Marty get fired after the 14-2 season? Was that like 2007?
You said this is a 2010 Chargers.
This is 2010
right?
Chargers. Yeah, find out who was the coach in 2010. Ooh, beautiful. Larry Fitzgerald had more tackles than drops over the course of his 17 years as a wide receiver. That's Chris Arnold's favorite stat when he can get to it. He just has trouble verbalizing it.
Oh, Norv Turner was the coach.
Norv
Turner was.
It's a great clip, an audio clip that we have.
2010, right?
There. Yes, 2010.
It was Norv. Norv Turner,
jeez.
Yep.
The only two passes Brett Favre caught during his career were thrown by Brett Favre.
Yeah, and I was at one of the games. It was against Tampa Bay was one of the passes.
Yeah, it's 92, September 13th. Look at you. Look at that recall. And then he had another one with the Vikings in 2009.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Peyton and Eli ended up with the identical passer rating in the postseason. That's wild. Tom Brady has the second most receiving yards of any player over the age of 40.
That's another crazy one. 60 guys who played in the NFL after celebrating their 40th birthday. That includes Jerry Rice. But Tom Brady earns the distinction of a grand total of 6 yards. I think that was the Mercedes Lewis stat. He's got the chance to beat him here. And the last one here, Tim Tebow is the only quarterback drafted by the Broncos who has led Denver to a win
in the playoffs. Yeah.
Incredible stuff, Woolchuck.
Weird things.
Those are unbelievable. All right. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We got Joey McGuire coming up at 3:20. Red Raiders fans, college football fans, Joey McGuire coming up at 3:20. Time for a college football darty, Woolchuck.
Yes, let's do it. We got more fallout from Michigan. Where will game day be? And a pair of Texas schools are finding new defensive coordinators.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's next.
Thank you, Lucius. We have some Cowboys content coming up at 3 o'clock, and then at 3:20, Joey McGuire, Texas Tech, joining us here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105 through the Fan. Time now for a college football darty with Woolchuck.
Let's do it. We're going to get to our college football darty right after this glorious intro.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get that. Rain Man, Cole.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much stress.
Yeah, the Sherrone Moore Michigan deal, just, man, it's not ending. There's more and more information that continues to come out. It seems like every hour right now, Sherrone Moore still in custody, and he is scheduled to have a court hearing tomorrow. So that's the latest there, as it'll be Friday, the Pittsfield Charter Township in Michigan. They announced this. He was incarcerated at the Washtenaw County Jail yesterday, just hours after he was fired as the Wolverines football coach for having what the school said was an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. Now, I've seen several claim that Michigan knew about this for a while.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So and they held off till after signing day?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it sounded
they
like...
They put this out there to clip them?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have to pay them?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, because
yeah.
once you're fired with cause, now they're saving $14 million.
Yeah.
And Adam Schefter, I know, came out, who is a Michigan man
he's
himself.
Alum. Yeah.
You know, he said Sherrone Moore's got a side to this story. He's felt like he's Michigan's been out to get him. There's been people there since he got the job. And I could see it. I mean, I definitely think the timing of this definitely signals Michigan is kind of helping their own cause here.
Wasn't this a situation, though, he got the job because Harbaugh pushed him to the job?
Yeah, because like, he was the interim coach like when Harbaugh had to serve his suspension.
Like Harbaugh, this was kind of Harbaugh's chosen guy, right?
I think so, because he was his offensive coordinator.
Sure he was.
So yeah. They obviously had a good relationship.
Yeah.
And maybe you have other, like, donors. Maybe they didn't really want Sherrone Moore.
Mm.
But either way, the timing of all of this, and for Michigan to now say, all right, we're firing you with cause when they knew the cause for months, is fishy. And Nicole Auerbach, who covers Michigan with CBS Sports, said Michigan had been alerted prior to Wednesday that Sherrone Moore also was dealing with mental health issues, yet Ward Manuel fired him alone with no HR representative and no security present. And then he goes off, and we know what's happened, why he's gotten arrested. He was broke into an assistant coach's house, was threatening to harm himself. There's dispatch audio that TMZ has released from police where a woman claimed Moore attacked her at her home yesterday. The woman claims Moore has been stalking her for months. There was another person that alleged that this is somebody that's a beat writer from Michigan, that I guess Sherrone Moore has been doing this stuff, where it goes back to liking an ex-girlfriend's picture from 5 or 6 years ago, and he gets a text that, oh, this is a little creepy. He's heard rumblings of other women who were contacted by Sherrone, and he was using his head coaching position to look outside of his marriage a few times. So sure. Either way, like, this is not new news to people at Michigan.
Well, yeah, the part about coaches going away from their families and stuff like that and having affairs, and this is not new. This is not new. Now, everything
it's fairly common.
Yeah, everything about, yo, trust me, I saw it in my own eyes. The things that are sad are the mental things that appear to be happening right now. He's breaking down, and obviously there's, if he's talking about harming himself and things like that, then that's a very sad and serious thing. But let's not act like coaches don't cheat, please. That is, I've been with coaches before that, like, they're saying, hey, we're going to go do this now. And I'm not trying to be, like, holier-than-thou guy. But, like, there were a lot of these coaches' wives that were super, super nice to me when I didn't have a place to go for Thanksgiving or a place to go for Christmas, that they invited me into their home and made me feel welcome, got me, like, a gift, gave me dinner. So when that happened, when every time I was with a coach that – I just felt terrible that we'd go back home and I would see her and I would think about what a scumbag her husband is, and that's the thing to me. This happens, you could go, there's certain events you can go to and see it rampant, and these head coaches act like they're invisible. Like people don't know, like you don't know who that is, and they just nothing's. Nothing's wrong with it or anything like that.
And I would say in today's era of college football salaries, if you're going to do that, you better win. Because as we saw with Brian Kelly, they're looking at $40, $50, $60 million to get rid of you.
Yep.
And if there's any possible way, and that, they're not going to hesitate to completely destroy your life.
No, to your point, if Michigan beats Ohio State and they're 10-2 and they're in the playoff, does Sherrone Moore have a job today still?
Absolutely.
Does any of this come out?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Some names that the Athletics put out.
By the
out.
Way, Michigan on a hell of a run right now with all their programs. I mean, the whole thing with Connor Stallions, and then, I mean, it just has not stopped.
No, it hasn't.
We talked about the other day the coach that was on the staff that was hacking into the student body's pictures and stuff.
I'm a Michigan man. Yeah, I don't know if that holds much weight right now.
Wow, they're on a terrible run right now.
Bruce Feldman of The Athletic saying, here are some names that could be candidates to replace Sherrone Moore as the head coach. Alabama's Kalen DeBoer is at the top of all of these lists, which would be fascinating. Obviously, he
did
was
he get
the
start coaching in Michigan? Where did he?
So he was the OC at Indiana.
Okay, but before that, I mean, was he a I thought he was at some small program. It might have been in Washington where he was.
Yeah, he was at Washington. He had 2 years
ago.
Well,
I know the University of Washington.
Prior to Washington, he was the OC in Indiana. Otherwise, I don't think he's got any ties to Michigan specifically.
Okay.
Washington's Jed Fish, who took over for Kalen DeBoer, who was at Arizona. He spent two seasons in Ann Arbor early in Harbaugh's tenure, and it was very well thought of internally. Duke's Manny Diaz might get a look since he's done a great job there winning the ACC. And then New Mexico coach Jason Eck, a former Wisconsin O-lineman, he's risen up the coaching ranks recently. And before, I mean, he's been in Idaho, knows the area. I wonder if they go after Vandy's coach. I mean, I'm sure they're going to try and get all of these guys. Like, could you pry Matt Campbell away from Penn State? How dry is the ink on that contract over there? So it'll be fascinating to see what Michigan ends up doing. I don't think this is going to be a quick and easy process, but there's your own more stuff, man. It continues to get new and new information, more and more information here. Baylor's finalizing a deal with K-State defensive coordinator Joe Klanderman for the
same
role.
By the way, DeBoer's from South Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah, Sioux Falls. He went to attended University of Sioux Falls. Is where he's
Sioux
from.
Falls.
Yeah.
And then Lyle Hemphill. Is going to be Texas A&M's new defensive coordinator after Jay Bateman left to go to Kentucky. So they've lost Colin Klein. They've lost their defensive coordinator. Now they've gone ahead and filled that role.
And this is before the playoffs?
This is before the playoff. Now, wow. I don't know. Colin Klein might still coach for the playoff. I don't know because he's going to be the head coach of K-State. That might be tough. I think this is one of those where, again, like the scheduling, and that might be something we can talk to Joey about. The way that the college football schedule is, it's got to get fixed. Chip Kelly interviewing with Georgia Tech for their offensive coordinator position. So maybe he will get another chance in college football. And game day.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, actually, okay, here it was. DeBoer was, I knew this was somewhere. He was an offensive coordinator at Eastern Michigan. I knew he had some kind
Eastern Michigan, okay.
Yeah, he had, from 2014 to 2016, he was the OC at Eastern
there
Michigan.
There you go.
So I knew that he had some connection there. Okay, I feel better now. Thank you.
Game day is going to be in College Station. So they're going to be in Norman for the Friday night game, and then Saturday they'll go to College Station for A&M and Miami. So that's going to be an absolutely incredible crowd there, I'm sure, for both Alabama at OU, Miami at A&M.
And that's an early game, right?
Yes, it's the 11 o'clock kick.
Yeah.
And then the primetime game will be, I think, Friday night is OU and Alabama.
It's going to be shine time for those Yale leaders.
Oh, my
shine
gosh.
Shine time.
We're going to beat the ever-loving.
Yep. Might have to take their shirts off.
No, they might have to show a little nip here and there.
Take your top off.
Feed the canes. Hey, driver. Tyrann Mathieu's recruiting Bryce Underwood to LSU after Michigan fires Sherrone Moore. Yeah. You think you can go ahead and get him back?
We tried to.
You want him?
I think that's a $3 million buy right there.
$3 million.
Yeah, okay. I'm kind of leaning towards Sam Levitt myself if we're going to do this.
Well, I do think Trinidad Chambliss is going to end up there.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's what a lot of the whispers were immediately after Lane got the job, but we got to wait till the playoff plays out, and then we'll see. But I think that's a great fallback for you to go ahead and reunite Lane and Trinidad. Diego Pavia is going to be in the Senior Bowl, Brian, so get eyes on him there.
There we go.
And then we've got a new concession item, fellas. Would you eat this? It is a $25 crusted Cheez-It turkey leg that they're going to sell at the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl.
I'm in.
The turkey leg's pretty damn big.
Yeah.
So $25 Cheez-It crusted turkey leg. Sign me up. I mean, Lucius, you're big on the fair turkey leg.
I love turkey legs, bro. I was just thinking about one yesterday.
You want some Cheez-It crust?
I don't know about the Cheez-It part.
Put you off?
I had to see it.
Yeah, okay. Could add some crunch. Could just make a mess.
I'll tell you what, you'd probably want to just grind that thing up to where it's almost a dust.
Yeah.
And put it on that thing.
Yeah. That's going to be, I could see it being a big mess. It's going to get everywhere. But I would definitely try it.
Turkey and cheese combo is good.
It
like
is
a sandwich.
Absolutely. Yeah, on great. A sandwich.
It could be delicious.
You can eat turkey and cheese together, just
roll it up.
Yeah, please.
Pinwheel it.
Oh, turkey and cheese roll up.
We got one down, four to go. Joey McGuire's coming up in 25 minutes. We got an Eagles update from practice. Ooh. I think you might like it. Plus, is this Cowboys position group going to live up to how much they've invested in it? And we'll go around the playoff picture as well next in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.